This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Thomas Rustici, Assistant Professor of Economics and the Freedom Professor of Economics at George Mason University, just outside the nation's capital. We want to get his insights as the Republicans and Democrats roll up their sleeves and try to make their case for the right posture on the debt ceiling, the budget fight, and so much more as our economic situation remains in a great deal of turmoil. And Professor Rustici, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
The most pressing issue probably is the debt ceiling, at least as we look at it right now. August 2nd has been the date given by the Treasury Secretary. Republicans say there have to be more cuts than an increase in the debt ceiling. Democrats have not said that, although for the most part they've rejected the idea of no conditions for a hike in the debt ceiling. What do you expect, and how important is this vote?
This is extraordinarily important. I am passionate. We should not raise that debt ceiling. I signed a petition recently with 150 other economists to the president saying not to raise that debt ceiling. I go, of course, much further than most of the probably the people who've signed that petition with me. I believe it's not just a matter of cutting some spending in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. I really believe we probably need to have a constitutional amendment limiting taxes and spending that is sent to the states for ratification before we raise that debt ceiling, because the implications of where we're at are so horrendous for debts and deficits projected into the future based on unfunded liabilities that are all coming due. This is the battle. This is the big one. If we raise that debt ceiling with basically very few strings attached except promises, we are condemning this country to economic suicide. It is that significant. We've gone down this road before where we had promises of spending reductions for promised tax increases. President Bush, the first Bush, raised taxes, but there was a deal, and the deal was so many dollars of spending cuts for every dollar of tax increase. And history tells us what happened. We got a tax increase and we got a spending increase, no spending reductions. So I don't trust the Congress. I don't trust them to behave. I don't trust them on their word. I don't trust the future Congresses to honor these deals. The only thing I trust is the U.S. Constitution. And even then, I don't trust Congress to necessarily honor the law. If they did, we wouldn't be in this trouble that we're in now. They break the law every day by authorizing about three-quarters of federal spending that has nothing to do with the enumerated powers. That's why we're in debt, and that's why your grandkids will be slaves to that debt.
Dr. Rustici, you mentioned something very intriguing, and that's an idea of sending a constitutional amendment to the states regarding taxes and spending. Do you have specific amounts or percentages in mind that you'd like to see in that proposed amendment?
Yeah, I would like to first go through the enumerated powers that we have right now in the Constitution. We can look at that amount and say, okay, what are we spending that fits within those enumerated powers for defense and courts and other listed things, and get the actual number, what that is currently, and then fix it to that. And then if we want to still keep authorizing money for non-constitutional things that are not enumerated in that Constitution, then they're going to have to actually start taking money away from the enumerated powers, which will then force us as American citizens to tell our congresspeople to get with the program. And the program is the Constitution. There is no other program.
Sir, one of the things some listeners might be thinking is we're being told the debt ceiling has to be dealt with by August 2nd. To get a constitutional amendment through Congress and off to at least 38 states is going to take quite a bit longer than that. So what's your prescription for what should be done in the next 6 weeks, if anything?
The next 6 weeks is, if you're asking for what I would prefer, exactly this. See, the problem is not the debt ceiling. The ceiling is a cap. It's a forced balanced budget day by day. That's all it is. Funds come in, funds go out. They'll have to cut about $4 billion a day of spending every day while there's that ceiling. Now, Congress will put the most important government spending at the top of the list to be closed. They'll have to open the penitentiaries, not pay the military. They'll have all the usual strategies to force us to open the checkbook again, give them another credit card. We can't buy that this time. There's no money. The checks won't clear. This is the bottom line. And so if they say, well, it takes too long to get a constitutional amendment through the Congress and out to the states for ratification, if that takes too long, well, then they need to get with the program, speed that up. See, I just don't trust Congress. And if we do trust Congress, then we have a hard problem. How do we explain $1.5 trillion deficits? How do we explain a debt, national debt, that exceeds the GDP by the end of this year? How do we explain anywhere from $120 to $202 trillion of unfunded liabilities that are coming due in the next 40 years? How do we explain that if we can trust them? I can't. There's just, I mean, you have to be a lunatic to trust that.
In terms of Congress, you're in good company. About 75% of the public doesn't trust them, although that's a skyrocketing improvement in their popularity over the past several months. They were down at 11% at one point last year. To put it bluntly, no one in Congress is talking about what we've been talking about. So is there anything that you have heard, whether it's the Ryan plan or just allowing only certain things to be paid off so we don't default rather than raising the debt ceiling? What out there that is short of that constitutional amendment should people be cheering for?
Well, the interest on the debt, the first thing that Secretary Geithner and Ben Bernanke are going to say is that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, the bondholders of U.S. Treasuries won't receive their payments. Let me say this to all of your listeners and people online. That is an outright, absolute lie. And the reason that is a lie, and they know they are lying, is they are putting that at the top of the list to scare us into giving them another credit card. They can always pay interest on the debt. As long as the funds coming into the government exceeds the interest payments, they can pay interest on the debt. That's never the alternative. The alternative they give you is a false alternative. It's, again, if you don't give me more spending, we have to shut down the police department argument. You have to make priorities. You got to pick and choose. Now, I personally think, and I'm very proud of Congressman Ryan. He's one of the few congressmen that have the guts and the integrity to be honest with the American people. I have tremendous respect for Congressman Ryan. We know what happens when you go out on that limb, when you talk about those entitlements, and try to come up with some solution to get us out of this without our children having to turn over 70, 80% of their income to the federal government in their lifetime. And that's a good first step. I think that is a very good first step, but it's first step. It's only part of the way. It's not you know, this is just an intermediate step as far as I'm concerned. But the way Congressman Ryan has been attacked by the media, by the Democrats, and even occasionally by fellow Republicans, is obscene. It is morally obscene to lie to the American people, to scare the hell out of elderly people, to tell them they're going to be thrown off a cliff in a wheelchair, to tell them they're going to be thrown on the streets, is so outrageously obscene. The founding fathers of this country would wonder what the hell is in government now. If we have problems, be honest. Tell the American people and let them decide. But they got to know the truth. And Congressman Ryan has started that down that road.
Last 60 seconds in our conversation with Dr. Thomas Ristisi of George Mason University. He's an economics professor there. And a lot of folks, professor, have said that this is really up to the American people. We saw last year in the midterm elections, they didn't like the direction we're going. But are they really ready to embrace what will be necessary? And as you mentioned, there's been a lot of perhaps disinformation about what the Ryan plan is and other people want to do. But just the idea of change in a lot of these areas spooks a lot of people in a great way. So do you think the American people are actually ready for what needs to be done?
Great question. I think the American people, when faced with honest talk, no games, no politics, the numbers are what they are. We always rise to the occasion. We've always faced our challenges. We've always faced the odds. We overcome the British Empire. We had a civil war. We've overcome the Great Depression. We've overcome a lot of things, the Cold War and the evil empire. Americans can rise to the occasion, but the one thing they need from their elected representatives is honesty. The numbers are what they are. The checks won't clear, and you can't clear checks by writing more hot checks. There's no money. And the demographics is going to determine that. The baby boom is retiring, and they're going to wait for their checks. What we can do now is be honest with them and prepare them and realize that the promises can't be maintained. If you're honest with them, at least they've got a shot to have their input and say, look, okay, here's what we can do. If you lie to them, you scare them, you manipulate them, like these progressives and liberals always do. If you do that, play that game, it's understandable why they get scared and why they don't want to make those cuts and make those changes. I just think it's morally obscene to lie to people to get what you want. It's just better be honest. And if the American people don't want that and they're willing to go over that cliff, that's the best we can do. But at least we tried.
Sobering analysis, but one that's very critical for where we are right now, fiscally speaking. Professor, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Thomas Ristisi is a professor of economics at George Mason University, the Freedom Professor of Economics at that institution, located in Fairfax, Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus for Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.